Watchers by Dean R. Koontz. Published by G.P. Putnam Sons. Copyright 1987 by Enkui Incorporated. All rights reserved. The author's dedication. This book is dedicated to Leonard Sane, who is not only the best at what he does, but who is also a nice guy. And to Elizabeth Sane, who is as charming as her husband. Part 1. Shattering the Past. The past is but the beginning of a beginning, and all that is and has been is but the twilight of the dawn. H.G. Wells. The meeting of two personalities is like the contact of two chemical substances. If there is any reaction, both are transformed. C.G. Jung. 1. 1. On his 36th birthday, May 18th, Travis Cornell rose at 5 o'clock in the morning. He dressed in sturdy hiking boots, jeans, and a long-sleeved, blue plaid cotton shirt. He drove his pickup south from his home in Santa Barbara all the way to rural Santiago Canyon on the eastern edge of Orange County, south of Los Angeles. He took only a package of Oreo cookies, a large canteen full of orange-flavored Kool-Aid, and a fully loaded Smith & Wesson 38 caliber Chief Special. During the 2.5-hour trip, he never switched on the radio. He never hummed, whistled, or sang to himself as men alone frequently do. For part of the drive, the Pacific lay on his right. The morning sea was broodingly dark toward the horizon, as hard and cold as slate, but nearer shore it was brightly spangled with early light, the colors of pennies and rose petals. Travis did not once glance appreciatively at the sun-sequined water. He was a lean, sinewy man with deep-set eyes, the same dark brown as his hair. His face was narrow, with a patrician nose, high cheek.